Alan's Interlude. Well, we wondered where we were going, didn't we? And this time we're going to travel east and come to Winnipeg, which is the capital of Manitoba. And it's also the geographical centre of North America. It's situated at the bottom of the Red River Valley, a floodplain. Now, the floodplain has got four major rivers, which means that the city, being extremely flat, is a risk for major flooding, and minor flooding is frequent. In April and May of 1997, the biggest flood since 1826 occurred, and although it affected Winnipeg, it was Grand Forks and East Grand Forks that were most affected. I think we'll find out what Forks means a bit later on. The region was a trading centre for indigenous peoples long before the arrival of Europeans, and the French built a fur trading post on the site in 1738 called Fort Rouge. A settlement was founded by the Selkirk settlers from, of course, Scotland, and called the Red River Colony in 1812, the nucleus of which was incorporated as the city of Winnipeg in 1873. We've all heard about Lake Winnipeg. That's the Earth's 11th largest freshwater lake, and the city is named after it. The name comes from the Western Cree Indian words for muddy water. I know somebody who used to be called Muddy Waters. No, he used to be called Muddy because his surname was Waters. That's right. The arrival in 1885 of the Canadian Pacific, the first Canadian transcontinental railroad, led to Winnipeg becoming the major grain market and warehousing and distributing point for the prairie provinces. However, Winnipeg's fortunes began to falter after the 1914 Panama Canal opening, when international trade markets no longer had to rely on Canada's railways. It's quite cold there at times, because the coldest temperature ever recorded in Winnipeg was minus 47.8 degrees Celsius, that's minus 54 degrees Fahrenheit, and that was in December 1879. For a long time, Winnipeg was the coldest city in the world, with a population of 600,000 or more. The hottest temperature ever recorded was 42.2 degrees Celsius, or 108 degrees Fahrenheit, on July the 11th, 1936. Now, Winnipeg is covered in snow for 132 days of the year and averages 27 thunderstorms every year. The city sits at the junction of the Red and Assiniboine Rivers, a place referred to as the Forks. There, I told you we'd find out more about it as we went along. The Forks is a historic site, a meeting place and green space in downtown Winnipeg. For at least 6,000 years, the Forks has been the meeting place for early Aboriginal peoples, and since colonisation has also been a meeting place for European fur traders, Métis buffalo hunters, Scottish settlers, riverboat workers, railway pioneers, and tens of thousands of immigrants. The longest skating rink in the world that freezes naturally is found in Winnipeg. The skating takes you along the Red and Assiniboine rivers over a length of 8.5 kilometres. Winnipeg was the first city in North America to use a central emergency contact phone number, more commonly now known as 911. At the time, however, the emergency number was 999. Now, one day in 2012, this is interesting, some customers at a Winnipeg Tim Hortons coffee shop picked up the bill for the next customer 288 times in a row. It wasn't a coordinated stunt, but a random gesture of kindness that customers wanted to keep on the roll. What a strange idea. In 1874, a magistrate had to try himself for public drunkenness, so he charged himself $5, and his closing statement to himself was, "Taking into consideration past good behaviour, your fine is remitted." Well, that's another weird thing, isn't it? They have the first ever and only polar bear prison for bears who saunter into the town. Children are advised not to dress up as polar bears on Halloween, so that the police can tell them apart from actual polar bears. In 1914, a Canadian officer named Lieutenant Harry Colborne bought a bear cub for $20 while serving in the First World War. He named her Winnie, after his native Winnipeg, and the cub became a mascot for the regiment while stationed in England. When the soldier left for France, he gave Winnie to London Zoo, which is where Christopher Robin saw her and named his own teddy after her. And therein lies the origin of the name Winnie the Pooh, by Christopher's father, author A.A. Milne. The local sport, curling, is big. So big it might be called the curling capital of Canada. Well, why wouldn't you have curling with all that ice about? The Festival du Voyageur celebrates Canada's fur trading past and French heritage and culture. It's the biggest winter festival in Western Canada, and every year it takes place over 10 days in February. The Canadian Museum for Human Rights is a Canadian Crown Corporation and National Museum located in Winnipeg, adjacent to the Forks. The purpose of the museum is to explore the subject of human rights with a special but not exclusive reference to Canada, to enhance the public's understanding of human rights, to promote respect for others, and to encourage reflection and dialogue. That's a long sentence. It held its opening ceremonies on the 19th of September 2014. Winnipeg was the first city in North America to build a stand-alone ice climbing tower. It's 20 metres high and within sight of downtown Winnipeg, and it's open to experts and novices alike. Winnipeggers have a gathering event called a social, in which people come together for a wedding or other event and help raise money and provide goods. A social is often a massive get-together, which often includes strangers. This is a strictly Manitoban custom. Now, Deanna Durbin was born in Winnipeg, and when I told my daughter about this, I think this is Alan speaking here, she said, "Who?" Then we found out that someone called Neil Young was brought up in Winnipeg, and it was my turn to say, "Who?" Well, again, I think that was Alan speaking there, and he said, "Take care, everybody." He's also said that after this article, he's going to be playing some music which is being played by the Youth Orchestra of Winnipeg and is a medley of traditional melodies, and he may have some more music later.